This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now for the Talk Radio Roundup, actually connected to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen on a remote location in deepest, darkest Zanzibar. So it's not a bad connection, Michael, right, for me being in Zanzibar.
Wow, Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
That's far from here.
Yes, it is. Well, it's where Victoria and her husband go every night for after work. They go over there for a little time.
The Zanzibar Lounge.
They have an excellent happy hour. Yes.
So they do. Okay, so our process in this hour is to go through the items that are on the list, the Talkers list, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff to put together all these items, the research that's done by listening to talk radio programs, hosts, stations around the country. It's a daunting task, but Michael is up to it. So let's get started by overviewing the top 10 in both lists, shall we?
Okay, here we go. This has been another wild week, as they all are. It sounds like a cliche, but it's true. They're wild weeks. And number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and the World Cup of Soccer. At number 9, U.S.-North Korea summit still being discussed. At number 8, cops kill an unarmed Pittsburgh teen. At number 7, Trump versus Merkel. At number 6, the IG's FBI Clinton probe. The SCOTUS sales tax ruling. SCOTUS Supreme Court, that is. That's a short term for it. At number 5. At number 4, white supremacist mall rally in the works. At number 3, trade war fears. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number 1, the illegal immigration policy brouhaha. Big, big topic this week. The people on the survey at number 10, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. Angela Merkel at number 9. At number 8, James Comey and Andrew McCabe. At number 7, Hillary. At number 6, Jason Kessler. At number 5, Michael Cohen. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, Melania Trump. Number 2, Kirstjen Nielsen and Peter Fonda tied at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. And those are the big players and the big stories in a crazy week.
Okay. So much of the time that you spend is sort of an extra accessory. Radio stations around the country have you come on as guests, you come on as hosts. Did you do any of that this week? There's a reason for me asking.
Yeah, I did some extracurricular media appearances. I basically do almost every week.
Okay. So when you're approaching as a host, the stories. How do you take us inside the world of what we call show prep or preparation for being on the air? And in recognition of these 10 items, the things that you talked about on the air, how were they related to any or all of these? And how did you put the pieces together to have the intelligent discussions you always have when you're on the air?
Very similarly to the way we put this hour together on the Countdown Show. Take a look at what people are talking about and first decide what topics are going to be discussed. And then the real important part, decide what my take is going to be, what my angle. Because it's not just topic selection. I think it's also what angle, what aspect, what perspective, what information can you bring to the table when you're on the radio. And that's those are the two processes. If I were hosting a show today and it was, you know, Michael Harrison's show, I would be spending much of the time talking about the number one topic, the illegal immigration border controversy. That
from what
has,
perspective? How, what's changed over the course of the week other than Trump signing a directive that sort of changes the tone from what was said at the beginning of the week? There really was a lot of activity here And one wonders whether it was show or whether it was real. It was a show.
Well, first of all, much of what Trump does is for show. That haven't we learned that he calls it negotiating tactics? He'll do something outrageous and then back off a little bit, or suddenly we find out that it worked. For example, earlier this year, calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man, and getting into a battle of words over whose button is bigger. Everybody thought that was reckless, but basically it turned out to be an interesting strategy, considering the nature of the guy. And I think that Trump has used this border thing to a certain degree to force the Democrats' hand. It hasn't worked. And the most interesting aspect of this is that he did have to bend a little. As to the ramifications of this new executive order and what it means in terms of families being kept together, how they're going to return the children to their parents, all of that stuff, that's yet to be seen. But I think the most interesting aspect of that story is that Trump did change his course in response to public pressure. And this is an interesting thing to watch now going forward, how Trump responds to a certain level of public pressure that goes above his own comfort zone politically.
All right. So, Victoria, you're not a parent yet, but you will be. Michael, you are a parent. Imagine yourself or put yourself in the place, I sort of was thinking about it this way this week, of being separated from your children in a rather artificial way. It's one thing if we choose to be separated from our children by work demands or, you know, whatever it may be. But under the circumstances, is there a way that we can put ourselves into a position so that we kind of think we feel like or know what these families are going through?
I think females, mothers or not mothers, I think maybe just have more of an emotional reaction to this. I think it's why we saw so many first ladies issuing statements saying that this was horrific, including the current first lady. She was not very happy with the situation, and which is the reason her spokesperson said she wanted to get down to Texas to see things firsthand so she could really have a real perspective, not just the news media showing images of kids. Maybe they were separated from their parents, maybe they weren't. That little kid that's on the cover of the most recent Time magazine, who was actually never separated from her kids, but she's from her parents, but she's standing there crying, and now she's looking at Trump on the cover. I think that women in general are very sensitive to this issue. I am not a parent, but I have two four-legged kids, and I can't even imagine having to be separated from them in a forceful way. And I think that no one really wanted to see that. And I'm not discounting fathers in this too, because plenty of fathers have been kind of outraged by these images, and they've also, there are plenty of men who have been outspoken. I think it was just, it felt un-American, even though it was the law and we know it, but.
Are they just images? Are we being played by the news media, the sympathy? How much can be done? Michael, I brought up earlier in the week on the DJV program, compared some of the things that we're seeing, photos and video, to Kent State. Remember the shooting on Kent State when we were much younger, and that girl whose picture was on Newsweek magazine's cover, who was standing over a body and she was looking, and it was a scar, and she wasn't even a student there. It was kind of a set-up photo, even though the fellow that she was over was dead. But, the point I'm making is that so much can be accrued from having the right picture, setting the right tone at the right moment.
Well, there's a difference between having the right picture, set the right tone at the right moment, and having fake news. And I don't believe that this is fake news. I believe it's real news. Now, if you happen to have a dramatic picture, picture's worth a thousand words. History is full of amazing photos, at least since the invention of the camera, that have changed the course of public opinion. And in other cases, that have inspired people. They the picture of the Marines raising the flag at Iwo Jima, the picture of the sailor being reunited with his girlfriend or wife in Times Square during the celebration at the end of the war. There have been powerful photos that have moved the public, so that's not unusual. I think
that one was fake too. Are you referring to the kiss?
Yes, the kiss.
Yeah, that was staged too. That wasn't even really his girlfriend. So it is funny, but as soon as you mention all of those images, Michael, they're instantly right there at the top of mind. But it is true. It's once those images are there in our brains, it is hard to sort of decipher through what's real, what isn't. But I agree with you, Michael. I don't think that this is fake news. Some of these pictures are more dramatic than others, but I think that the situation is what it is. The thing that I don't like is, you know, we've had some mayors travel down there. New York City's Mayor de Blasio went down there, too, and was denied access to the detention centers. The only one that was opened was the one for Melania Trump. But, you know, it's a very controlled environment. So a lot of people are questioning what's happening in the other areas that they're not allowing media access. They're not allowing certain politicians to go in. Democrats have been turned away. Those are the kind of questions that I think are really the news I wish we'd focus more on rather than just the images.
You make very good points. Very good points.
16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown, the review of what's going on, the hot hits in Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen from Zanzibar. I'm not close by, but it's okay. It's kind of fun to listen to Victoria and to Michael work through some of these things. I have a name, Jason Kessler. What do we do with that name, Victoria?
Is there a garbage nearby?
All right, Michael, explain Jason Kessler for us. What he made news doing this week?
He was the one of the ringleaders of the Charlottesville controversial demonstration, and now he wants to have a white civil rights protest demonstration in the nation's capital. And,
so he should be able to do that, right? Freedom of speech?
I believe so.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of police presence knowing what happened last time. So,
yeah.
But what's the point, though? What civil rights do white men not have? That's what I want to know. What's the point of your rally? What are you lacking?
What he's lacking is judgment, amongst other things. We'll talk more about it in a few moments here. Talk Radio Countdown time is 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown. This is a review of the hot hits. 2 hours of Michael Harrison. Victoria Keelan is with us. I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus on the items, the stories, if you will. I'm not in a studio, obviously. Victoria and Michael are. The focus on a couple of... We started with Jason Kessler. I just want to spend a few more minutes on... It's the fellow who wants to have a rally, a white supremacist rally. What's in a word for Victoria and Michael, the words that are used to describe him versus the words that, let's say, were used to describe Jesse Jackson, let's say, or some of the other leaders that are sometimes they present an image that isn't always positive. So it's the difference between Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, let's say, on one side, and this guy Kessler on the other.
What's the difference between them? Yeah. Well, one represents the rights of a minority, and one represents the rights of a majority. And the whole key to understanding civil rights is to understand the relationship between a majority and a minority in a democracy. And therein lies the whole difference. If you're the majority, you have to have a degree of tolerance in understanding why there are gay pride groups, black pride groups, Italian American social organizations, Jewish committees, depending on what the frame of reference is. Majorities have to understand that they have the power of numbers, the power of the vote, the power of controlling a culture. So they have to be a little more tolerant in understanding of why minorities in a democracy have the need to organize and protect their rights as well. And that's what it comes down to. People that are gung-ho about white rights and white pride don't understand that one salient little point. And that's the key to it.
But I think they do understand it completely. And this is not about disenfranchisement. This is about bullying, and this is about oppression. I think that they completely understand what you're saying, Michael, and you're correct in the definition of it. But
well,
this is,
I talk to a number of these people, and they are extraordinarily ignorant about
that. Oh, of course. Obviously.
Yeah. So,
all right. So, but I'm not so sure that the average person goes along with that. I can give you plenty of examples when Jesse Jackson's been a bully, Al Sharpton has been a bully. So what? Yeah,
but
maybe they're a minority.
But it's fighting back, though. There's a difference there's a difference between fighting back against oppression and actually initiating the oppression, and that's the difference. If Al Sharpton wants to get mouthy and or Jesse Jackson, they're still retaliating. They're still on the defense. They're still fighting back against oppression and
they've
against
great
bullies.
Great lives, the two of them. Why do they?
We're not talking about them specifically. You brought them up. I'm saying as a movement, that's you can't say that they're the same as the white supremacists who
I'm
are
sure
the bullies.
It may not be in your mind that's true.
But it's apples and oranges. It's totally different.
Program right now who think that Al Sharpton is a bully and that he gets too much attention and it's time that
I'm not talking about them individually. You brought them up.
Aimed at black people.
Yeah, I'm not talking about them individually as humans. I'm talking about the movements. We're talking about the civil rights movements and the white supremacist movements. I'm not talking about individuals. But if you talk about the movements themselves, any type of a civil rights minority movement is always, they're always on the defense because they have been oppressed. They have been bullied. So you can't say that it's the same thing because there's always a clear bully and it's
Those are the white supremacists. I'm not saying that it is, but I'm telling you there are plenty of people in our country who think it is. Thus the attention given to Jason Kessler. If people thought things were all on the up and up or all even Steven, Kessler would be talking in the wind. But he's not. He finds an audience, and there's a reason for that. And so that's what we're talking about. We'll pause for a moment or two or three. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Texas GOP Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn say Congress must move to shore up immigration laws that put children in jeopardy after a tour of a temporary immigrant children's center near the border. Cruz said he hopes a bipartisan effort will follow President Trump's executive order to keep families together.
The President listened to the concerns that were expressed by me, by Senator Cornyn, by Texans and people all across the country, that kids should stay with their families. And my hope is, in the coming days and weeks, we will see Republicans and Democrats coming together.
About 2,300 migrant children were separated from their parents since April. About 500 have been returned so far. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
5:34 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review, 1 hour of Talk Radio focus. Michael Harrison and Victoria Keelan here. Victoria's on the DJV show every Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen, not in the studio drinking apple juice, though.
What's in the air there in Zanzibar?
Zanzibar has very humid conditions, Michael. It's 71 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, as you know, 71 degrees centigrade. It's like being on the surface of Mars.
Wow.
It's one of those, yeah, really very descriptive places. So anyway, we're into the stories and the people. Michael went through the stories and the people list that every week is prepared. This is for the week of June 18th to the 22nd, first week of summertime. And we go, isn't that amazing, time, and how we talk about this all the time, and we kind of tease about it on the DJV program, but the days seem to be passing so quickly, and one wonders whether it's that we're so busy. Part of it is, I guess, but then there is the actual changing of the way the axis spins, I mean, the way the Earth spins on its axis. It's really pretty fascinating. But you know what the most fascinating thing is? We're talking about all these problems and how to solve them. What I want to know is how John Cena is going to fix the problem with this woman. She is in dire straits. She can't stand it. She doesn't know what to do to prepare for the wedding. They have all of this, and she's frustrated beyond belief because she has this beautiful big place in Malibu and doesn't know how to set up the wedding. It sounds like it's terrible. I don't know how this is going to happen, how it's going to be worked out, Victoria. This is the difference, by the way, I say facetiously, between the news media and the entertainment media. So many people keep referring to everything as the media. The media is print, the media is electronic, the media is radio, the media is television, the media is movies.
Well, social media, too, is included.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is improper to refer to, when we talk about the news media, just to the media. It's the news media, and it is different than the entertainment media, but I'm just kind of getting a kick out of watching all these phony balonies come in, when there are so many other things in the world people seem to want to have this as escape, is it because there's too much of the other? Is that why people pay attention to this kind of stuff with John Cena and his fiance versus Donald Trump and, you know, whatever the latest fiasco is with him?
Well, we need an escape at some point, right? We can't just... Some people like it. I'm not a political fan. I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. It's just not my... It's not of interest to me. And I need another source of entertainment and another outlet. And so many people do. It's why the Roseanne story was as big as it was. I think the subtext of the Roseanne story, the show getting canceled, will it come back, won't it? It was just something else to focus on that didn't involve Trump or Democrats versus Republicans. People just, there's only so much we can take. We live our lives, we do our jobs, we worry about our families, we worry about paying bills, and then to have to just be inundated with all this other political stuff that is so unsettling, of course we need an outlet. Our brains just can't process that much stuff. And when it's so negative.
Michael, do you remember what discussions when you were a kid at the table, if there were discussions between you and your parents?
It was the same then as it is now. It is the same then as it is now. I remember as a child, one of the hottest stories in the news for the longest time was the love triangle between Debbie Reynolds, Eddie Fisher, and Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, that made, you know, the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, and Angelina Jolie seem small by comparison. There has always been a place in social discourse about celebrity gossip. The average person, I think, finds a blend of politics and hard news mixed with celebrity gossip and show business to be a healthy diet. There are those, however, who, you know, their only input is People magazine, and then there are people whose only input is the Fox News Channel, and that's kind of a, you know, imbalance. It takes all types, but a healthy person, healthy meaning a well-balanced diet of information in a society, takes in a little bit of all.
Is there such a thing as too much when you have in front of you the device that so many people encounter every day? It's something they almost depend on, and they set it up for news flashes. Like, who needs to know most of this? Why would you, I guess this is the question, the psychological reason, that somebody would set their iPhone for a news feed every time CNN has a headline or Huffington Post or USA Today or whatever it is, then it flashes across the scene.
Well, they're interested. They're interested in that. I mean, you're asking why would people want to know?
Yeah, well, I mean, what is there about these things that we all have, as you just admitted, our own lives. We have our own problems. We need to solve some of them, but we don't seem to. We send instead thoughts out to sort of deflect from our own stuff and get ourselves inveigled in these problems that go on other people's lives.
It's the way human beings are wired. We're a social creature. The whole core of analysis of the human condition is the balance between our need to be individuals, the rights of the individual, our privacy, and our drive to be a social animal and to be connected to each other. This has been the tedious balance that human beings have dealt with since we emerged from the slime. And where it'll go, we don't know. But that's
for you. Speak for yourself, emerging from this slide.
I emerged. But I emerged. I don't.
Okay, so let me put it to you this way. What would the situation have been like were Donald Trump to have been the president instead of Woodrow Wilson in 1914?
Well, he certainly wouldn't have started the League of Nations. He would have, Woodrow Wilson, got us into all kinds of controversy when he had a dream of a global, government of a hyper connectivity between nations. He was the architect and one of the driving forces behind the ill-conceived League of Nations, which of course failed, but eventually came back as the United Nations.
Well, it set the seeds. It sowed the seeds for World War II.
Yeah. Trump is such an opportunist and has so few core principles that if Trump were president back in the Wilson era, he might have been for the League of Nations too. He might have done. I could see Trump being on any side of any issue if he sees it playing out to his advantage politically, because his entire set of principles are based on transactions. They're not based on core principles.
How is that different than Obama, let's say, who changed his mind any number of times mid-course and didn't seem to get the sort of scrutiny? I've never seen anybody, and, you know, I'm not necessarily a Trump fan. I'm not a fan of either side most of the time. As Richard Fadden is here with us often, will tell you, I don't like any of them, and I really don't. because most of them are not there really to serve the public good. They're there to serve themselves. Having said that, in the case of Trump, or I'm using Trump and Obama as example. Let me go back to Bush, the two Bushes, Clinton, Eisenhower, LBJ, Kennedy, Nixon, whoever you want to, Jerry Ford. They all had moments when they had to backpedal. And so, but the news media never focused on the backpedaling with them the way they do on Trump. I think this is an extraordinary.
The answer to your question is that we are getting deeper and deeper into an era where the news media sees opinion and rooting for teams and playing to choirs to be advantageous in terms of its ratings and revenue strategy. That's why. They more and more the media, the news, the press, plays sides because that's the current mode and the current trend in commercial media.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous for the information sector. Okay, 44 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with Victoria Keelan, Michael Harris, and Doug Steffen. The charts for the week of June 18th to the 22nd. Let us take apart the stories. First of all, review them for you in a formal way so that you know kind of what it is that we're bouncing around back and forth. At 10, the usual focus on sports action, the World Cup, Major League Baseball, who's heading down the pike. Number 9, the situation, the summit, if you will, that went on between the U.S. and North Korea. The police in Pittsburgh killing an unarmed teenager is number 8. Mr. Trump versus Ms. Merkel at number 7. The FBI Clinton probe, man, that goes on forever, doesn't it, huh? One way or another. Number 5, the sales tax ruling at the Supreme Court. Number 4, the mall in Washington where the white supremacist is having a rally there. The trade wars at number 3. The investigation of Trump and Russia and the connection, number 2, and the discussion about illegal immigration. That's the number 1 story on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, preferred rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
On the people list this week at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, there are 10 people. Sometimes we double up here. There are a couple of interesting combinations. At number 10, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. Obviously, Kim is from, well, maybe not obvious to those of you who don't know the separation of names here. Kim is North Korea, and Xi is the Chinese Prime Minister. Angela Merkel, German Prime Minister, is number 9, or Chancellor, I think is a real official title. Number 8, James Comey and Andrew McCabe. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. God, she doesn't get out of the spotlight, does she? Number 6, Jason Kessler. What a boob. Number 5, that's an editorial comment. 5, Michael Cohen. Number 4, Robert Mueller. I wish he'd kind of go away, wrap it up, see you later. Melania Trump, number 3. She's making out, I think she's striking her way out on her own, actually. Kirstjen Nielsen, number 2, and Donald Trump, absolutely, is the usual number 1 position on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, now 46 after the hours, Talk Radio Review, Michael Harrison, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. I thought perhaps there's something that Victoria covered this week, Michael, that I thought was really very compelling, and it wasn't from the same old, same old. We all are we're embagled with technology in our lives, and we're concerned somewhat about hacking. The Boeing 757 is a workhorse, been around for 40 years, great airplane. It was hacked this week by somebody in the security department at Homeland Security Office. And so it's been something that is one of those kind of under-the-radar things, but people, I don't say it, but I want Victoria Soto to go over it, not to scare people, but to let them know how this reality can affect and infect almost everything around us. Victoria, the story.
Well, yeah, the Department of Homeland Security this week released results of a hacking experiment that they did on a Boeing 757, and they tried to gain access to essentially to the controls of the plane through 3 different ways: the plane's Wi-Fi, which is public and you can pay for it, the onboard entertainment system, which everybody uses, and the USB ports. And it only took them 2 days to hack into the plane. And so Boeing responded saying that they had done their own tests and that there were no cyber vulnerabilities. But if the DHS could hack in 2 days, it really does show that we've got a much larger problem than anyone really thinks. And so, of course, the worst case scenario, hackers can gain control of the plane while it's in autopilot, or put it into autopilot mode and then therefore the pilots themselves have no control over the plane. That's everyone's biggest fear. And so I don't know if it does a whole lot of good to talk to people who fly a lot and say, hey, this, you know, there's a vulnerability here, this could happen. But at the same time, we need to address these issues. And it's like with driverless cars and any type of automated machine.
Anything automated, right.
Anything,
yeah.
Yep. They can all be hacked. And this is just proving that, you know, it only took 2 days. And if we can do it, and I'll be honest, from everything I've read about hackers, white hackers and dark hackers and everybody else, if we can do it in 2 days with a government agency that's not exactly the most efficient out there, I think about in how many hours it would take a real hacker to do it. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. But it's just one of those things, those interesting sort of subtextual things going on that are worth some consideration. That's what we're about, consideration and conversation on the Talk Radio Roundup at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 minutes past the hour. Dougie is in Ohio at his alma mater, Heidelberg College. We're having some technical difficulties. That's why we call in Victoria Keelan, who is our technical guru. Even she couldn't
enthusiast,
fix it.
Enthusiast. I don't want to oversell it.
She can't fix it, but she likes it.
Right, exactly. That's perfect.
And at this time, every single week, we talk about the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria, where do we start? What were the top trending items this week in technology news?
Well, we'll start at number five, and then we'll go to number one. So number five, this story this week was all about planes being the next target of hackers. And according to a brand new study this week by cybersecurity experts at the Department of Homeland Security, they said, quote unquote, it is just a matter of time until hackers breach a commercial airline. This is not great news. The DHS explored weaknesses in a Boeing 757 cybersecurity by trying to enter through the plane's Wi-Fi, through the onboard entertainment system, and through USB ports, and they were successful after only 2 days of trying to figure out how to hack into the plane. And Boeing responded to the report saying that they had done internal studies and said that they didn't show any cyber vulnerabilities in the 757s or other planes. However, if it only takes 2 days for the Department of Homeland Security to crack in, and essentially the fear here is taking over the plane, taking over control of autopilot, things like that. Those are the real concerns. Now, the 757 is used by a number of U.S. airlines. It is an old, slightly older plane. It's being replaced by newer models. However, there are still a lot of 757s out there, and especially in, you know, like the regional carriers like Spirit Airways and Southwest and some of the, you know, the short trip kind of airlines who use these older planes, this could be a real vulnerability. So I'm sure this is going to be a developing story, and we'll keep you apprised as more research is done. But it's kind of a scary prospect.
Back to the television show 24. We need Kiefer Sutherland and Jack Bauer back
exactly.
Immediately. This is why I don't like driverless cars, because I feel like they're vulnerable to hacking.
Yeah. We need those override switches and pilots on every single flight. All right. Number four, a new focus on podcasts. Yes, Google released a new podcast app this week called Google Podcasts. Very inventive name. And it claims it will double the size of the podcast listening audience within 2 years. It eventually will let Google search users see podcast results alongside article and video results. That is very cool. So if you search the DJV show on Google, you will see our website will pop up. You will see if there's any video that contains anything surrounding any of us on the DJV show. And you'll also see the DJV show podcast pop up in the search results. That is a very cool thing that Google's doing. It's very ambitious. They note that their Android mobile operating system has an 85% share of all mobile users. So that means 8 out of 10 smartphone users have an Android phone, and that actually equals 2 billion Android users overall. So this is going to be great news for anybody who has a podcast.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing. All right, the World Health Organization issuing warnings about video games?
Yes, they say that video gaming is very bad for your health, and it is now officially a mental health condition.
The WHO.
I know, right? The WHO says characteristics of gaming disorder include a loss of control and escalation of gaming behavior, and they actually have now equated it to a gambling addiction. And so they say the negative pattern or behavior has to exist for 12 months before a diagnosis can be made, and they say over half of U.S. adult Americans play video games on a regular basis.
Wow. Yeah. All right, number two, telecom companies are saying they're not going to share your location data anymore. That's good news.
This is true. So it's a small victory. It's not huge, but it's small. Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile have made promises to safeguard customers' location data, and they will not be selling your location to third-party consumers. And this is something that a lot of people have been wondering about. Can someone track my phone wherever I am right now? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes, they can.
Yeah. All right, Victoria Keelan with the top tech stories of the week at number one, iPhones sharing location data with 911 call centers.
And this is another location data story, but this is the biggest one this week. Apple iPhones will now share your exact location with 911 call centers. Apple announced that it'll use an emergency technology data pipeline to securely share a caller's location, even in challenging, dense, and urban environments. Now, in the past, it's been very difficult, if you're calling on a wireless phone, to have 911 know exactly where you are. But now Apple has perfected the technology, and so they'll be able to help you faster.
Victoria Keelan with our top tech stories of the week. You can follow them online. Use the hashtag Tech Talk. Thanks, Victoria. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.